This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents To Play the King by Michael Dobbs, read by Samuel West.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Away with kings. They take up too much room. It was the day they would put him to death. They led him through the park, penned in by two companies of infantrymen. The crowd was thick, and he had spent much of the night wondering how they would react when they saw him. With tears, jeers, try to snatch him to safety or spit on him in contempt. It depended who had paid them best. But there was no outburst. They stood in silence, dejected, cowed, still not believing what was about to take place in their name. A young woman cried out and fell in a dead faint as he passed, but nobody tried to impede his progress across the frost-hard ground. The guards were hurrying him on. Within minutes they were in Whitehall, where he was lodged in a small room. It was just after 10 o'clock on a January morning, and he expected at any moment to hear the knock on the door that would summon him. But something had delayed them. They didn't come until nearly 2. 4 hours of waiting, of demons gnawing at his courage.